We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Brian Costello Report is sponsored by Winters Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Van Buren Buick GMC in Garden City.
That's a Buick?
That's a Buick.
That's like those commercials.
That's right. It's family owned and operated since 1935. And by CSEA Local 830, we work for you. Here he is, Brian Costello.
What's shaking, man? How are you?
How you guys doing? You ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to actually beat it. I'm going to the game Sunday. I got to go. I feel compelled. Well, also, the weather's going to be too nice for me to be sitting in the house watching football. I got to be at the game. It's Donald's debut. I feel the need to have to be there. So I will be there.
I imagine it'll be a pretty rocking atmosphere. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. It seems like Jets fans are geared up for this one.
So oh, I think
we'll
it's...
See. Let's hope the team is, you know?
I think it's going to be electric, and that's the key. Joe hit on it, because I think over the time that Coach Bowles has been here, there's been a lot of letdowns, and it started week 17 against Buffalo when they should have been in the playoffs, and it even continued at times last year, and it was always excused as, well, you thought they'd go 1-15, so
have a party.
He's got to have them ready to play and understand that what happened Monday, probably an aberration.
Right.
Yeah, and that's been the kind of the theme of the week around the team. It's just, it's one game. We've moved on. You know, the plane flight home, we enjoyed it, and then we moved on to Miami. We'll see if that actually happens. And you know, I don't get a sense, like I got last trip, that Buffalo game, that they're crowning themselves champions. It felt like last year after that one, they felt like they had arrived, and then Tampa Bay embarrassed them. So, you know, I'd be surprised if they came out flat on Sunday or didn't show up. You know, it seems like that's the message this week, is just that was one game, and we got 15 more of them.
And Kurse is playing and May is not, right? Is that the
That's what it looks like. You know, nothing official, but Kurse has practiced all week, so he's going to play. He lobbied to play Monday night, and they held him out for one more, you know, one game. So he'll play, but May hasn't practiced all week, so I don't think he's playing. I'm not sure what exactly his foot injury is. He doesn't have a boot on or anything like that, which usually tells you, you know, it's going to be a while. So, but he hasn't been able to get on the practice field, so. Who knows how long that's going to be. I would think if you miss Sunday, you're probably going to miss next Thursday, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Three-day turnaround for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You would think so.
Yep.
But
you...
Middleton played well. Middleton
he did.
Played well.
I read something I thought was interesting. You mentioned Middleton. He and Jamal Adams played the only two guys that played every defensive
snap. Yeah, which was interesting that he played that much, and then that he took the linebackers off the field, because in past years, Bowles kept his inside linebackers out there. So he did some tinkering there, and he had some kind of junk looks on defense that's for the Lions, with Wilcox playing linebacker, and he actually had Leonard Williams at inside linebacker at one point. So he mixed up some stuff there.
Do you think that Quincy Anunua is going to continue? It was only one game, and we didn't see a lot of him in the preseason. I mean, in the preseason, Sam Darnold's favorite target was, what's his name, Trey McBride, who's not around anymore.
Right.
Do you think Anunua is going to become that guy, is going to continue to be that guy that is – you know, kind of Sam's guy, and that's the one he targets more times than not?
I don't necessarily think that will be the case, because I think defenses are going to adjust and they're going to try to take him away. And the way this wide receiving core is, I could see a different guy kind of stepping up in different weeks. You know, Robbie Anderson only had that one catch, albeit a touchdown, last week. You know, there's going to be games where Robbie is the guy. There's going to be games where Kurse is the guy. Kurse is really a really good security blanket, I think, for Sam. He's a guy who always seems to be open and in the right spot. And then you have Pryor. I can see it kind of moving around. And Quincy will have big games, but I'm not sure if you can count on that every single week.
Mm. And what I want to see is the continued development of this defense, especially, you know, I've been screaming about these guys. I was very down on Darren Lee. I mean, all world on Sunday. And not that I was down on Jamal Adams, but he was tremendous too. But now we got to see these guys get to that level and stay there, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean?
Yeah, consistency. Consistency is the key.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Lee showed some flashes toward the end of last year. He had a slow start to the year that kind of lingered all year. But he showed some flashes late last year. And then obviously making the interceptions, it made it stand out Monday night. But he played an overall good game, I thought, beyond the interceptions. But now, can he keep on doing it? That's kind of been the question with Darren. And, you know, sometimes guys take a little bit longer. He had a spotlight on him because he got drafted in the first round. So maybe he's figured it out. We'll see. You know, if he can keep doing it week after week. And I think Jamal Adams, obviously this is year two now. Usually you see that leap in a guy, and he played really well last year. So I think he's ready to be consistent. You know, I'd be shocked if he wasn't a Pro Bowl candidate this year, that type of player.
This is going to be, I think, a test for this offensive line. Because last week, everything went well. Or last week, 5 days ago, whenever it was, everything went well. And the Dolphins have a couple of guys. They went out, they got Robert Quinn, Cameron Wake, even though he's 100 years old. They got a couple of guys that can get to the quarterback. I think there's going to be an interesting test for this Jets offensive line on Sunday.
I agree with you. And Wake always kills the Jets. You know, he always seems to show up.
Yep.
He's
one
of those guys. Yeah, Wake and Quinn, this is a good test. Last week, Ansah got hurt early. You know, he had a sack, and then he went out of the game. So it wasn't really the greatest test in the world. But we're going to find out about this offensive line pretty quick, because you got the Dolphins here with Wake and Quinn. Then you got Myles Garrett next Thursday, and Greg Williams designing some crazy stuff. And then after that, they play the Jaguars defense, which was on display last week at MetLife. And then the Broncos with Von Miller and Chubb. So we're going to know fairly quickly if our preseason concerns about the offensive line were accurate or if they're much better than we thought they'd be.
You know, it was interesting watching a game Monday night, and this guy's, even though he may not get on the field at all this year, this guy's a key part of this team, and that's McCown. I mean, you're watching the game, every time I saw Sam Darnold on a sideline, McCown was right next to him. Every time. I can't minimize how big a deal this guy is to the development of Darnold.
Yeah, people gave them some heat, you know, especially when Teddy looked like he was what might be the good backup, like for giving McCown $10 million. That was like, you know, something people criticized them about. But I think it's worth it in a weird way. I mean, it's a lot of money. It's not my money. But
Well, and they also got $100 million under the cap next year.
Well, that's the key. So. That's why it doesn't matter.
Right,
They have to suspend it. So, you know, someone said to me, you know, when they were talking about even if they kept Bridgewater, like that would have been $16 million. They're like, we have the cap space, so why not? But Josh, you're right. You know, right after the interception, you saw him not only go to Sam, but he went over to Bates and told him, like, stay aggressive, which Bates, you know, is calling plays for the first time in 8 years.
Right.
You know, stay aggressive. Don't go in a shell because of that play didn't work. And I thought that was great. And we've seen Josh the whole time has just, you know, I talked to him the day after they drafted Sam Darnold, and he was embracing it already, you know, just embracing this idea that, you know, he was going to be the mentor, and, you know, Sam's progress was going to be the way he measured his year. And he's really, you know, been a perfect team guy for them in that regard. And you can see how close the two of them have become. You know, when Sam came out of the locker room after the game, his parents hugged him, and the next guy they hugged was Josh McCown. It's almost like they've become, you know, family to some degree.
I get that. We're talking to Brian Costello about the Jets. They'll play the Dolphins. When the offense came back on the field after the pick six, it looked like the running game was sort of going through Bilal Powell out of the gate. And then Bilal got nicked up a little bit. I think was out for a drive or so. And then Crowell kind of took over. And it really was he getting most of the touches. How do you see that playing out between the dynamic of Bilal Powell and Isaiah Crowell?
Well, at the end of the game, Bilal Powell played 24 snaps. Isaiah Crowell played 24 snaps. It was exactly even. And that's how I kind of think it'll go for the year. Not in every game, but when we come to the end of the year, I think they're going to be close to 500. You know, I think there'll be some games where they ride Powell and some games where they ride Crowell. I think they'll truly go with whoever's hot. And then if Elijah McGuire can come back in the middle of the year, you know, he's on IR, but they could bring him back at like week 9, I think it is. You could see him get some carries then, too, because they were excited about him before he got hurt. But I really do think this is going to be a true running back by committee situation.
The other thing that I really loved, obviously, was the punt returns by Andre Roberts. You know, there was a time when the Jets actually had really good return men. Chad Morton, Leon Washington, even Joe McKnight. You know, they had some guys that could actually, you know, return kicks, for, you know, decently. And the last couple of years, all we've seen is fair catches and nothing. And it was so refreshing to see this guy do what he did on Monday night. I mean, how about the special teams right now?
Yeah, it's funny because we talk to Brent Boyer, the special team coach, each week, and it's usually we're asking him about all the mistakes. And yesterday he came in and he just stood up at the podium and he said, okay, you guys can all say it. It's about damn time.
He was
thrilled, obviously, because not just the returns, but the kicking game was good. The nine touchbacks. And the punt, you know, there was no real punt return for the Lions. So, It's huge. You know, it's a huge thing for them. This team, it's been really an Achilles heel for them. They've lost games because of special teams.
No question.
Think back to the game in Miami a couple of years ago. They lost on the kick return.
Yeah.
You know, last year giving up returns. It's really, really hurt them. So if they can figure out the special teams, you know, that'll be huge. And I think it's kind of also tells you the progression of this roster. This roster has been so bad the last few years that really kills you on special teams, because the guys on coverage teams are now maybe guys who shouldn't even be in the NFL, and they're the bottom guys on the Jets roster. Now you see a little bit better caliber of player. They're also using some starters on special teams, which I think is smart. They're good football players, so get them out there. So if they can keep that up, that'll be a huge, huge bonus for them this year.
Yeah. So what's going to happen on Sunday, Brian?
I think the Jets are going to win. And, you know, I haven't said that very often on your air over the years, but I think they're riding this momentum. And like I said, I haven't gotten a vibe that they're too high this week. I think they're going to feed off the energy of the crowd, and I think they're going to go out there and win. I think, you know, it'll probably be a pretty close game. But I think this will be a win for the Jets.
You know, one guy I want to throw at you, and I don't remember seeing too much of him on Monday night, and that's Nathan Shepard. What is the situation with him right now?
He's in there. I mean, the thing was Monday night, he's more of a run stopper, and then they have Henry Anderson comes in. And
he was good.
The sub packages.
Right,
yeah,
and Anderson was good.
The Lions were throwing so much that Shepard's role decreased. I think if they play a team that's more of a run-heavy team, you're going to see a lot more Nathan Shepard. It just the way the game played out Monday night was kind of funny in a lot of ways. And one of them
it was very funny. The Jets won 48-17.
Oh, hilarious.
You know, we don't see that too often.
If only Sunday could be that funny.
You know, the last time I saw an interception return and a punt return for a touchdown in the same game, I was young, Brian. I was young.
What do you guys think is going to happen? Have you made?
I don't feel good, man.
I don't know. I have no feeling.
I had an oddly good feeling Monday
night.
Don't get
it. Make sure the quarterback doesn't get hurt. That's what I'm feeling.
Well,
I had a good feeling going into the game Monday night. I don't have that same feeling this Sunday, and it's because I just don't trust that this coach and this team is going to handle prosperity well. Because and you could tell me all day, oh, they look good. They're saying this. They're doing that. It's all about actions, not words. It's all about what happens on Sunday. And maybe I've just been burned too many times in the Bowls era.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't trust them.
Maybe the Bowls
era. Funny, in the post.
You know what I mean, though? Yes.
Just the Bowls era?
Well, you know what it is? I don't want to blame Todd Bowles for something that happened before he was ever a twinkle in our eye.
Let me
tell you
right now. You know, it's 50 years since they won the Super Bowl. And all I could think of, it's 50 years since the great song by the Fifth Dimension, you know, Aquarius, okay? And I'm almost like, think about this. Is this the dawning of the age of the new Aquarius? Is it possible?
Wow.
But I don't want to get myself, I throw it out there, you know, only because of the analogy of it. But I don't want to get, you know, look.
Right.
You know, you know what I mean. You know where I'm
morning,
at.
This morning in the post, you know, we make all of our picks, and there's a big grid of all the picks in there, and everyone in the post picked the Jets.
Oh, I know. I saw Bledsoe pick them.
That's usually deadly.
There he goes. Here we go with the great Marilyn McCoo singing lead. Thank you, Robbie. Bledsoe picked them. That scares me a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yep. No. When everyone's riding the Jets, they usually come out and lay an egg.
Right.
That is the case.
Right. Brian, we got to run. Always good talking to you.
Brian.
All right, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.